Hey there, welcome back to another great episode of the Life in Air Show podcast. I'm your host, Jason Lojo. On the Life in Air Show, we help people make more, work less, and live awesome lives. And really, everything we do is with a life-first focus. Even when it comes to business, everything comes down to having a vision and living something really, really unique and special and authentic to you. So I'm really excited for today's episode. I'm going to be speaking with Susie Kambic, who, Susie, you're the newest Life in Air coach that we have. And so I'm excited for people to get to know you and also hear more about your story. And, you know, you've developed a really, really powerful set of skills that I think our listeners will really benefit from. And so I'd love to dive into that as well. So back me up though, like, you know, because, you know, all of our coaches, we're Life in Air members first, right? This is a big thing for us. We want to make sure that people not only talk the talk, because there's plenty of that out there, but also that people like walk the walk, like they have the credentials, the skills, the experiences, the successes to, like, you know, really make sure they're the real deal before we ever let them in front of other members as a coach. And so tell me, like, what is it that drew you to Life in Air? How did you, and what was that like for you? What was life back then?
Yeah. So Jason, first of all, thank you so much for having me. I appreciate the opportunity to tell my story here and encourage others to follow their path. So yeah, backing me up to a few years ago. I'll just start by saying I was a single mom to two teenage boys. I was in a deep grief from the death of my mother-in-law and from a very difficult breakup that I had just encountered. I was burnt out from working. I had worked way too many hours over, over the past 16 years, in some pretty toxic situations. And I was unhappy with my career. My dad's health was failing, and some other family stuff was going on also at the time. And it kind of began dredging up some old childhood stuff that was going on or that had gone on. And health-wise, I was a mess. I was the heaviest I had ever been in my life. And, you know, that led to some health issues that I was experiencing. And, you know, my self-esteem was just in the dumpster. It was, you know, I didn't know who I was anymore. And I did not love, let alone like myself at all at the time. And so, you know, what led me to Life in Air is I had actually been introduced to it several years before actually getting in there and learning more about it. I had read the Life in Air book, and I had started living some of those principles in terms of not overextending my lifestyle. So living lower, below my means, so that I could save more and use money to create memories instead of accumulating stuff. And all of that was great, but I found myself in this horrible situation where I felt like life was crashing down on me. And so what had ended up happening is I was on this journey myself, and I was like, hey, I knew one of the other coaches in Life in Air, and I said, hey, I think I'm ready to go see what this is all about. And so she sponsored me to an event, the Get a Life Getaway, and I signed up for it. And lo and behold, I think the Wednesday before, so just about a week before I was scheduled to come to the Get a Life, I found out that my position was being eliminated in my corporate career. And so I was offered, a severance package or the opportunity to look for another role in the organization. And so I, really needed to do some deep soul searching and kind of figure out where I wanted to go from there. And so I showed up at the Get a Life Getaway, not knowing really what to expect. And I was absolutely blown away with Life in Air and everything that they're about. And it was just, it was like this wonderful moment of, you know, divine intervention as to what I needed at that time. I learned that I did not need to continue down this path that I was on, where I was super successful in some areas, but very, very unhappy in others. And so during the Get a Life Getaway, I made a decision to take the severance package and start working on some issues that had been holding me back for a long time, starting to focus on who I really am and what I want to do in this world. I was not happy anymore in that corporate space. I wasn't feeling like waking up every morning excited about, helping to configure benefits for our medical insurance. You know, it just wasn't filling my cup anymore. And so that's kind of what led me to Life and Air. And I'm sure we'll get into kind of a little bit more of the transformation here in a bit, so I won't get too far ahead of myself.
So I'm curious, by the way, like, I don't know if I think that rings a bell when you said it about, you know, as far as like the job giving you that. I think I remember that back at the moment. And like, I can imagine, like, first of all, what an amazing kind of like, you know, quote unquote coincidence that you get to go to this event, like right after you get this information. So it's like, this is your chance to kind of design that. So tell me about this though, because like, you know, someone, and I want to, Susie, there's so many great points here. We're not going to get to all of them, but I want to get on some of the main ones. Like, you have this is a like life altering decision for people, because especially you said you've been doing this for 16 years. This is what you're good at. This is what you're getting paid, well paid for. And then to take that leap of faith, like, what was that like? Like, walk me through that a little bit, because I know right now there are listeners or someone viewing this on YouTube right now that are faced with a similar or seemingly sizable question as to what they should do next. Like, how did you process this?
Yeah. I mean, I'll give you an example of a moment that I experienced. As soon as I got back from, I think it was right when I got back from the Get a Life, I needed to sit in on these meetings at work where I was on the call, but I was witnessing them roll out this new restructure without my name anywhere, right? And so it was horrendous, to say the least. You know, it was, you know, soul wrenching. It was, you know, I felt awful about things. And during that moment when I'm sitting there, I got a call from my dad. And, I'm sitting there in this like most, you know, one of the most devastating moments of my life. You know, I'm sobbing, you know, I'm not on camera, obviously, but I'm sobbing about this loss. Like, this has been my life for, you know, the past 16 years. I helped build this company, and to see it kind of ending was very, very difficult. And my dad called, and I answered it, and it wasn't my dad that called. It was the owner of the operator of the independent living facility that he was living in, and he was calling to let me know that my dad had had an altercation with somebody else there. And you know, I won't get into all the details, but what came crashing down in that moment was that. I was in a moment where I should have been really only focused on myself and what I needed to do for, you know, to take care of myself and my kids for the rest of my life, right? And yet here I am answering the phone and having to deal with an issue with my dad. And so in that moment, I realized that I had lived the last 47 years or whatever it was at the time as a people pleaser. And I was living my life for other people. And so I knew that I absolutely needed to change. And this was just not, not going to cut it anymore for my own sanity and all of that. And so to say that I was scared, though, to take this leap would be a massive understatement. I, you know, had not yet gone through any sort of risk taking in my life. I'm a very, you know, like, this is my box. I'm good here. I'm very steady. I do whatever I need to do for other people, but it was time. I've known for years that there was something bigger for me that I was meant to do. And it was just my time. I had to figure out what that was. And so, but very, very scary, not an easy decision to make, and very scary. But I knew that I was in good hands because I had invested in myself, you know, in Life and Air, and getting into a coaching program. I had been, thankfully, I had been introduced to coaching in my corporate career. I had met with a couple of different coaches. One was specifically for this project management and software development type of deal. And then the other was true executive coaching. And so, but what I learned through that is that they coached the whole person, which was like, you know, which is so, so important. Like, we can be doing our career, we can be handling our family, we can be doing all the things that we need to do. But if we're not taking care of ourselves at our core, we're losing out. And so I'm probably jumping a little bit ahead of myself again here, but you know, I guess the direct answer to your question is it was super scary, but it was one of those things where it was like, it's time, I need to do this for myself. And I felt secure that I had the right people around me to help me in that journey. And that was and is Life and Air. I still, though I'm a coach now for Life and Air, I am still a member of Life and Air as well. And I have some big goals and some big dreams and some really good life that I want to live. I only have one, and I intend to make it the best. And so I work with my coaches day in and day out to make sure that I'm doing that.
Dude, I love that so much. So would you say that, like, so just to kind of circle back and on something you said, like, you know, when you started off, you mentioned how, like, it looked like, or it sounded like the way you're explaining it, like there was multiple things all kind of piling up on you at once. And, you know, both internally and externally, like everything with loved ones, with your job, with your health, like all these things like spiraling. How does somebody kind of pull themselves out of that? Because I see sometimes they just, like, I see people just, you know, tailspin and just, they can't recover. And other people like yourself, like, find a way to kind of stop the cycle and then improve themselves. Like, do you have any advice for people that might be feeling that way themselves?
Yes, absolutely. The first thing that I needed to do was learn how to calm my nervous system. I was in such a state of chronic stress based upon all of that. And I was literally, there were moments at that time in my life where I felt like, you know, I was in the grasslands with the lion chasing me, you know, just that chronic, you know, fight, flight, freeze, or fawn response that we get. And so that was the very first thing that I needed to do. And luckily, through some of the coaching that I had received in my corporate career, I had already started doing some of that work. But I definitely needed to continue that. And so learning to be mindful was the number one thing that I needed to do. So I did a lot of mini meditations at the time using my senses. So I had this app at the time that was sending me notifications periodically throughout the day to cause me to pause and take 3 minutes to calm my nervous system. And so examples of things that I did at the time was box breathing, you know, taking a deep breath in, you know, for a count of four, holding it for a count of four, and then releasing it for a count of four. And that activity alone, doing that, taking those deep breaths three, four, five times, takes you out of that lion's den, so to speak, and allows you to shift from your amygdala kind of taking control of your emotions and shifts it to that more logical part of your brain that is, that allows you to be in control of yourself. And so that is number one key, you know, thing that you need to do in order to start getting over that overwhelm and managing that anxiety. There's tons of other examples of things. You know, I mentioned mini meditations with your senses, you know, really focusing your sight on something in particular. You know, like, for example, if I were to use these leaves behind me, I would take a look at them and I would notice their color, the different shades of the color in these leaves, the shadows, that light, you know, you can see that it's brighter here and then, you know, darker here, really focusing on that, just focusing your eyes and your sight on that, noticing the curves, the lines from the vine. And
hey, we'll get right back to our episode, but before we do, I want to tell you about our business builder workshop. Peter, I love this event, man. Why do people need to go?
Yeah, because you are going to be designing your own business, right? If you haven't been successful in the business as well as you would like it to, this is the event to be, because we're going to be working through everything. It's like an MBA in 3 days for your own business.
That's right, man. We cover everything from systems, processes, automation, hiring, sales, marketing. It is like what Peter said. We've had a woman who went to business school. She said she learned more in 3 days with us than she did at 2 years of her business school. So if you would like to make a transformational change in your business as well, go to lifeinner.com right now, click on the Business Builder Workshop, register for event, and we will see you there.
And all of that. And then you know, just doing that with all of your different senses throughout the day can really help take you from that being in chronic stress mode to more in the moment, being present and recognizing that you are safe and you're not being chased by a lion and that you are able to take the next small step to move you out of that moment of overwhelm or anxiety. So I did lots of that, lots and lots of that. And then obviously surrounding myself with a community of people that are working on personal growth as well. You know, I would just say the next big thing is I needed to focus on healing those childhood wounds that I had and learning how to overcome people pleasing and prioritizing myself. And so I did a whole lot of work, workbooks and, you know, learning about myself through that. And yeah, those were the two. I mean, I can go on and on. There's so many different things, but I would say that that's a really good place to start. Control, you know, getting control of your stress and overwhelm and anxiety, and then start the process of healing the things that are no longer serving you.
And if I'm understanding correctly too, this is an area of coaching that you've particularly chosen to dive in and help people with too. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's right. So, I went from that, 25 plus years in the medical insurance industry to now I'm coaching people inside and outside of Lifeinr on these tactics precisely. You know, there are many, many people, you know, here I was, right, as a, you know, 47-year-old, person with a highly successful career, and yet I did not have my emotions in control, right? And so that's very common. You know, because we all just kind of go from childhood into, you know, adulthood, and you kind of, then you have kids and you get consumed with, you know, all the things and just going through the motions. And then, you know, you realize someday that it's like, whoa, what, you know, I haven't really taken time to really understand what's going on inside of me. And so, I'm very, very passionate about helping people with their mindset, their emotional intelligence, that emotional control, resiliency, and, you know, overcoming anxiety, because it's an epidemic right now. You know, our world has a lot of stress and anxiety all around us, and I can see what the other side brings, and I want to help others out with that as well.
You know, I think I agree with you. It seems like, you know, more people are more stressed than ever. Anxiety feels like it's just everywhere, you know, and there's so much turmoil in the world. There's so many things that are changing so rapidly from everything. I mean, you look at everything from global politics to AI to inflation to, I mean, we could just go on and on and on forever, right? Like, it's just, and all these things are, frankly, probably not ever going to stop, really. And so I think having the tools and the understanding of how to kind of how to manage yourself most effectively and your state of like your emotions, like, is a huge, huge part of being successful.
Yeah. And we're not taught this stuff in school, you know, and we're not, you know, we're not taught it, you know, sometimes by our parents, because they don't know better, right? They're doing the best that they can from knowing what they know, you know? And so, it's a skill that is so undervalued, I feel like, and so necessary, because it's the key to building resilience and being able to not just achieve and be successful in life, but to be well-rounded and to be happy. You know, it's, you know, you can get stuck in and stay in that stress response, or you can decide to move from it. And so I've chosen to move from it, and I'm super passionate about helping others that are interested in doing the same do exactly that.
So, you know, you mentioned, you know, childhood trauma or childhood experiences, and, mm-hmm. and you know, I've heard two schools of thought of this and I want to kind of like hear your perspective. I've heard some people say like, hey, you know, stuff happens to everybody, just get over it and deal with it. And then other people are like, no, like, I don't know if that's really, you're kind of like sweeping it under the carpet, and like, eventually it's going to come out in all these different ways. And you're kind of fooling yourself if you think you can get away from it. Is it safe to say that you fall more on the latter category, where you're like, it's really better to address these things, or is there potential danger in kind of going back to those things for people and kind of reliving traumas or difficult experiences?
Yeah, I would say that I am definitely in the camp of healing it and acknowledging it, and moving through it. It doesn't mean that you won't continually experience some of those triggers that will come up throughout your life. I think there are things that get so embedded in there that it's work, right? It's a constant, it's constant checking yourself, getting to know yourself, and working through it. But I have found personally for myself great value in healing from that. And it's not just about me, and, you know, it's not just about the person that's working through it. It's about being able to see things from a different perspective and have a different point of view with the person with the other people that were involved in that trauma. So you get the gift on the other side of healing. You get the gift of being able to be authentic and talk through those things with the people that that have hurt you and talk about it and see their point of view and understand where they are coming from. And in that, there's a lot of peace and understanding. We can power through. In fact, I did for many, many years. I powered through my trauma and I just took one step at a time and just, you know, bulldozed through it. But what I found is that I was not my authentic self in those moments. I was not operating from a place of peace and service, which is at my core. You know, bulldozing through it meant I needed to have a wall up and I needed to grit and bear it, you know, and just push through it. And that did not make me feel fulfilled as a person as well. And so I do have tenacity, you know, like there, some of that childhood trauma, I feel like was beneficial in terms of creating this drive in me and this desire to do better. And, you know, and so it can also be a tool for you in those moments. You know, I can certainly resonate with the David Goggins style, you know, and you know, I listened to one of his audiobooks and I was like, yeah. and then I can get behind, you know, the Jay Shetty and the being, you know, super, you know, peaceful and monk-like and passive, right? In your healing. And so I think there's a time and place for everything, but I think healing is absolutely key to getting at, you know, getting to who you truly are.
So I can absolutely see the value. And, you know, it sounds like almost in a way, and correct me if I misspeak, but like, you know, maybe revisiting some of those traumas, understanding them from a different perspective, maybe taking a different angle of what it was like or what that person who hurt you was thinking or what they were feeling or what they were capable, you know, who knows, they, you know, and you know, people, this has been said before, like people, you know, make the best decisions they can with the available information or the available choices they believe they have. And so refocusing that, but also like, not only just what I'm hearing is not just healing, but actually maybe even using this to make yourself better, like than you would have been without those things.
Yeah.
And so that's really interesting. Do you have any, and I know this is so individualized because everybody has a different story and different things they've been through, but do you have any like high level tips for people or ideas or tactics for folks who have gone through something? Like, are there any kind of things that you or tools that you use commonly when you're helping people that you might be able to share briefly with just one or two things with the audience that, you know, if they're starting this journey? And by the way, do you think you need somebody to do this, or can you work through this on your own?
You know, you can certainly work through things on your own. Well, let me back up. I would say that, you know, you hit the nail on the head. Every situation is different. If you have, you know, depending on the level of trauma that you've experienced or depending on what has happened in your past, I highly encourage professional help, coaches, therapists, whatever the case may be, right? I think that depending on the level of trauma and the level, some of this is very, very difficult to explore on your own. Without the right help, you could end up causing yourself bigger challenges and deeper levels of depression or anxiety. And so I do believe very strongly in one of my taglines is people need people. And I feel very, very strongly about that. We can go at anything alone, but, you know, you may even be able to do it faster. You know, there's that old African proverb, you know, if you want to go fast, go alone. If you want to go farther, go together, or something. I'm probably butchering it, but it's something to that extent. And that really resonates with me, because you can go somewhere fast if you do it on your own, potentially. But you can also miss a lot of things along the way. It can also take a really long time to go at it alone, because you're peeling an onion, one segment at a time, right? And you don't even know what's underneath the next thing. And the benefit of doing it with someone else is that they've experienced things and they know things that you have not yet uncovered. And so they are able to help you get there faster and take you farther. I did not go at it alone for many, many years before I even joined Life in Air. I went to therapy for many years, and I've surrounded myself with a good support system to help me through it.
You know, and so it's like people ask me like, oh, can I live my vision without Life in Air? I'm like, of course you can. Like, I absolutely believe you can do this on your own, but why not have someone help you who has experience, who's been through it, who's done this a bazillion times, who can ask you the questions and point you in the right direction that otherwise you may spend a whole lot of time, you know, floundering, trying to figure this out. Like, and so I agree with you on that.
Yeah, I see it all the time in my coaching. Hmm. You know, people have a clear direction of where they want to go with their vision, but the act of getting there is not an easy act, right? There's a, you know, you kind of ebb and flow, you know, your mindset, you know, and all of those things. And so having a support system to encourage you and to help, you know, challenge you when needed to move forward is super helpful. And something that, you know, I feel like was a big investment in myself when I decided to join, but has been the key to my success in this journey as well.
I love that. Well, and Susie, we are blessed to have you as a coach. You know, I know you're the newest coach, but certainly not lacking in any experience or life experiences or experience in helping others. And so I'm really excited for people to really, you know, get to work with you and see your expertise. And I love your heart, love what you're helping people with. And so, yeah, I'm really excited. And I also want to just really thank you for being on the Life in Air show. And, I want, you know, our audience, I believe we'll be seeing more of you here as we kind of like continue along this journey and, you know, we unpack more and more of these things that people can benefit from.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Jason. I really appreciate it.
Well, listen, if you guys like this episode, please give us a thumbs up, give us a review, share this with somebody who you know needs to hear this, share this with somebody who you see that is struggling with anxiety, or who feels like they have a big change in life that's ahead of them and they need to have some clarity, or they have something that they're struggling with that you know this episode could help them with. And by the way, if you want to get more of Susie, you can join our Facebook group. It's a private group. Susie posts in there as well as do our other coaches. And, you know, it's not one-on-one coaching in the Facebook group, but you're more than welcome to ask questions and provide others support as well. Because, like, listen, all of us are going through this life thing together. And all of us have different stories, different goals, different visions. But together, you know, I want to just echo what Susie said, is like, you know, having the right people in your corner can make such a difference for you. Thanks for tuning into the Life in Air show, everyone. We'll see you next week.